Hello. I feel as though a lot of people would have you believe that difference implies a hierarchy, as if the fact that men and women are different means one must intrinsically be better or worse. And I highly disagree with that. However, many others will have you believe that there are no differences. I don't buy that. Even if you look past the most basic difference between men and women, which is the ability to bear children if everything is working properly, you have other basic brain differences and hormone differences which do not actually cause big changes in end behavior. So we don't want to overhype those things, but keep in mind there are differences. How much of it is cultural is difficult to tell, but I believe that attempting to raise your child without gender influence would be, one, near impossible, because we're social creatures, and two, you would also have your child gravitate naturally toward traits we associate with one gender or another. My case in point would be the transgender children. I watched several videos on YouTube, the ones where little boys want to be little girls, and I noticed something. The idea of a gender role, and at least some of the gender stereotypes, if not roles themselves, are so deeply ingrained in our society, that when they are supposed to be opening our minds to these differences, they say things like, pink. He was more toward the pink side of things as opposed to the blue. This is in every single video. They bring up the color pink. And I'm thinking, we have that so deep in our head that girls like pink. This isn't necessarily true, and it honestly isn't the big focal point we should be resting any case on. Entire books have been written. There is one called Pink Brain, Blue Brain, which continues that theme of the baby colors. And what you're going to find is that although opinion varies, the evidence, when you look at transgender kids, suggests that there are gender groupings. Here's why. If a young boy feels as though he likes quote-unquote girl things and feels as though he is a girl, why is it that that boy did not feel as though he were a boy, b, somewhere in between, or C, I guess, A, B, C, which one? That he was somewhere on both ends of the spectrum. Why is it that he felt like he was a girl? I'm going to take that to mean that there is some sort of basic concept in our head about masculine and feminine. And naturally, when we grow up with people, we get shown and told masculine traits to boys, feminine traits to females,